Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 7 o'clock, the news with Sybil Fennell. First, the headlines. A plane crash in Sicily, as many as 17 may have lost their lives. A car bomb in South Africa leaves 4 dead, 13 injured. The miners in Britain pledge to continue their strike. And it looks like a Mondale-Ferraro ticket for the Democrats. Good evening. An American Air Force transport plane has crashed in Sicily. At least 9 people have been killed, and some reports say as many as 17 may have died. We'll have more details in our next bulletin. Reports are also coming in of a car bomb explosion in South Africa. 4 people are said to have been killed and 13 injured in the explosion in Durban. It now seems virtually certain that the Democratic ticket for the presidential elections in the United States this autumn will be Mondale-Ferraro. In Minnesota this evening, Walter Mondale is to announce that Geraldine Ferraro is to be his running mate, and in doing so, make political history, as Roland Burke reports.
The rumors began when 48-year-old mother of 3, Geraldine Ferraro, flew from San Francisco to Minnesota last night. The announcement was made by Walter Mondale this evening, and the New York Congresswoman will be going forward as the vice presidential nominee. She is the first woman to do so in American political history. Geraldine Ferraro has been in Congress for the past 6 years, and the main criticism has been that she is weak on foreign policy. However, her selection has brought some badly needed excitement to the Mondale campaign. All that remains now is for the pair to be selected at the National Democratic Convention next week. Roland Burke for Nova News.
Britain's first national dock strike in 12 years is beginning to bite deeper. The strike is now in its third day, and cargo services have been severely disrupted. Passenger ferries have generally been operating normally, although SeaLink and Townsend Torrensen say this could change. It's being left to individual ports to decide whether to disrupt holiday sailings. 2 British Air Force fighter planes have collided off the northern coast of Norfolk in England. All 3 crew members are reported to have ejected safely. There are hopes of a settlement in the dispute, which has disrupted Dublin suburban and provincial train services. CIE and union representatives met this morning in an effort to find a solution to the official strike action by train drivers at Connolly Station in Dublin. The dispute centres on the introduction of a new CIE rapid rail service due to come into operation soon. Gunmen opened fire in London this afternoon during a raid on a jeweller's shop. Martin Block has the details.
2 people have been shot and wounded in an attempted jewellery robbery in the centre of London this afternoon. 2 armed men burst into the shop on Park Lane. They opened fire with a handgun, wounding the manager and his assistant. One of the men was hit in the neck and the other in the stomach. They've been taken to hospital, where one is said to be in a serious condition. It's believed the raiders fled empty-handed in a waiting car. Martin Block for Nova News.
2 Nigerian diplomats at the High Commission in London are being expelled. The announcement was made by the British Foreign Secretary, Sir Geoffrey Howe, this afternoon. Both men must leave Britain by next Wednesday. The diplomats have been asked to leave because they've been implicated in the kidnapping of the exiled Nigerian politician, Mr. Umaru Diko. Scotland Yard had earlier asked to be allowed to interview members of the High Commission in London, but Nigeria turned down this request. Sir Geoffrey, speaking in the House of Commons this afternoon, added that it would be inappropriate for Nigeria's High Commissioner to London, General Hananiah, to return to Britain. He was recalled to Lagos yesterday for discussions on the Diko kidnap affair. Lead-free petrol will soon be available widely throughout the EEC. The Communities Council of Environment Ministers has approved a new directive on the subject, which makes a number of significant changes in the present rules. As Greg Gochran reports, the move was prompted by concern for public health and the environment.
Lead is regarded by health experts as one of the most toxic substances still in everyday use. It can be especially damaging to young children, even in small concentrations. Under this new directive, all new car models brought onto the EEC market from 1989 onwards must be capable of using lead-free petrol. From 1991, the same will apply to all new cars. However, none of these measures apply to cars already on the road. It's hoped that lead-free fuel will be competitively priced. And finally, in the Republic, the Minister for the Environment recently told the Doyle that technical studies are being carried out to determine whether the lead content of Whitegate petrol can be reduced. The results of these studies is expected shortly. Greg Gochran for Nova News.
In Britain, the Special Miners' Conference in Sheffield has given unanimous support to a resolution which pledges to continue the strike. The union's president, Arthur Scargill, said delegates from coalfields where men are still working and said they'd go back and seek support for the fight against pit closures. The conference, which has now ended, also decided that the miners' wage claim would have to be settled before the strike could be called off. They want a four-day working week and retirement at the age of 55. The Dáil Committee on Marital Breakdown has decided in favour of a referendum on divorce in the Republic. But before they issue their final recommendations, the committee intends to prepare a report on the type of legislation which would be necessary for the introduction of divorce into this country. Police on duty in Derry this afternoon for the annual 12th of July parades came under attack from a group of petrol bombers on the bogside. They were forced to fire a number of plastic bullets to disperse the crowd. There are no reports of arrests or injuries. Thousands of orange men have been taking part in 19 demonstrations throughout the province today. There are to be major changes to Britain's bus services. The government white paper published today says the state-owned National Bus Company should be split up into smaller operations and sold off. Private companies should be given more incentives, including grants, subsidies and concessionary fares. Finally, the state of Chad in Central Africa has had its first proper rain for more than 2 years. The end of the drought caused problems of its own. The rain was accompanied by a storm which cut electricity and telephone lines and made hundreds of people homeless. Financial news and currency details are first. The Irish pound closed at 82.24 pence sterling, at $1.7.45 cents, at 3.0610 Deutschmarks, and at 9.3926 French francs. The pound sterling closed against the dollar, $1.30.65 cents, 11.4347 French francs, and 3.7251 Deutschmarks. On the share prices, Enix International closed at 34 pence, Atlantic Resources at 63 pence, Beulah Resources at 23 pence, Arran Energy at 38 pence, Tusker Resources at 37 pence, and Eglinton Oil and Gas at £2 exactly. On the London market, spot gold closed at $342 per fine ounce, and spot silver at £5.61.5 sterling again per fine ounce. Financial Times Index closed down, I'm afraid, 10.9 points down at 771.1. The Dow Jones is also down 7.88 to stand at 1102.92. That's 1102.92. The weather forecast, firstly for the Bay Area, it's going to be cloudy overnight with clear spells by dawn. The area high was 18 degrees, falling to 8 degrees overnight. The winds are southwest to westerly, fresh, force 4. For the northwest of England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Isle of Man, it's going to be a clear evening and indeed night. The area high was 20 degrees, falling to 6 degrees overnight. The winds are northwesterly, fresh, force 5 at present. That's the way the world is this Thursday evening. It's 8 minutes past 7. From Sybil Fennell, good evening.
You are so sincere.
Lovely.
Radio Nova is carrying
high.
I love you too much.
Oh,
love you too much.
That was no ordinary record, and that ordinary record cannot be bought in any ordinary sort of disco, as you might say, because you can't buy it, because you can't hear it anywhere else but here. Well, it is the Jason Main Show. and this is Chris Carey. And it is 15 minutes past seven. Agreed.
Yes.
Oh, marvelous.
When you hear the air attack warning, you and your family must take cover.
How many times have you gone out and bought something only to find it at a lower price somewhere else? It's bad enough on day-to-day items, but when it comes to investing in something like a computer, the consequences could be disastrous. That's why at CompShop, we have a word of advice. Before you buy, check us out. The cost of a phone call, a few pence, could save you literally hundreds of pounds. We're called the no-nonsense computer people at CompShop. We provide a service that many others do, but we provide it more quickly, more reliably, and a heck of a lot more cheaply. And we not only sell computers, we give full after-sales backup, and that's why our service area is bigger than our sales area. So don't trust to luck. Come in and see us at 14 Station Road, New Barnet, Hertfordshire. Or just pick up the phone and call London 440-7033. And we mean it when we say we'd be more than delighted to be of help. CompShop. Main dealers for Apple, Acorn, Apricot, Sanyo and Commodore.
CompShop. Tomorrow's technology at today's prices.
Tonight and every Friday night, get down to Shadows Nightclub at the Hitchin Post, Leixlip. From 10 to 2, there's a bar extension to 1:30 and supper is included. The DJ is Derek Nally. That's Shadows Nightclub at the Hitchin Post, Leixlip.
Radio Nova, coast to coast.
Still playing records on the Jason Main Show, 24 minutes past 7. I'm Chris Carey, sort of hanging around, sticking in, doing his thing. I checked in earlier, I wasn't late, I promise. Here's Joe Jackson, and you can't get what you want.
Sometimes you start feeling so lost and lonely. Then you find it's all been in your mind. Yeah.
Kick out the blues.
What?
We got some news.
What?
A thrilling going around this town when I see you in your t-shirt. Well, my heart's on fire. And it's your Radio Nova t-shirt. That's my heart's desire.
And now there are two Radio Nova t-shirts available, both on a white background. The first has the Nova emblem emblazoned all across the front. That's for all the yobbos amongst you. And the other has a petite Nova logo on the chest. That's for the sophisticates like myself. They come in medium and large and cost a paltry £5, which includes VAT and postage. They're available now from P.O. Box 1433 Dublin 2. And don't forget, tell us the design and size you require, won't
so
you?
So if you're classy, you'll have to get one. I'll see you later in your t-shirt. From N-O-V-A, 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 N-O-V-A.
Clutter-free.
Victory in a land confederacy, love and light.
I gotta admit, I never had so much fun in all my life. Jason Maine should get married every single week, and then he would be having children and doing the gardening, and Margaret will have him doing all kinds of things. How can we do this forever? Here's Magic Cars.
Summer, summer, summer.
That's what it's called, Temptation from Heaven 17. That's 19 minutes towards 8 o'clock on this, what used to be the Jason Maine Show. Well, it still is, really. He's just going to be away for a couple of weeks. Nick Kershaw's next. I won't let the sun go down on me. Or you, even though it is raining.
Fought to you wings in the lobby.
Patrick Howard.
Who has the biggest collection of Regine designer fashion at greatly reduced prices this season?
Patrick Howard, of course.
The King Burger Holiday Spectacular ends soon. So hurry to King Burger at North Earl Street and the ILAC Centre.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Sybil Fennell. Good evening. The former American Vice President, Walter Mondale, has confirmed that he wants Geraldine Ferraro to be his running mate if he's chosen as the Democratic candidate for November's presidential elections in America. It's the first time either of the major parties, the Democrats or the Republicans, has chosen a woman for such an office. Geraldine Ferraro is a New York congresswoman with a family of three. The Democratic National Convention will be held next week. An American Air Force transport plane has crashed in Sicily. At least 9 people were killed, and some reports say as many as 17 may have died. There's been a car bomb explosion in South Africa. 4 people are said to have been killed and 13 injured in the explosion in Durban. Britain's first national dock strike in 12 years is beginning to bite deeper. The strike is now in its third day, and cargo services have been badly disrupted. Passenger ferries have generally been operating normally, although Sea Link and Tarnitz and Torrensen say this could change. It's being left to individual ports to decide whether to disrupt holiday sailings. Meanwhile, the two sides in the dock strike are to meet in London for talks tomorrow. 2 people have been shot and wounded in an attempted jewellery robbery in the centre of London this afternoon. 2 armed men burst into the shop on Park Lane. They opened fire with a handgun, wounding the manager and his assistant. 1 of the men was hit in the neck, the other in the stomach. They've been taken to hospital, where 1 is said to be in a serious condition. It's believed the raiders fled empty-handed in a waiting car. 2 British Air Force fighter planes have collided off the northern coast of Norfolk in England. All 3 crew members ejected safely. 2 Nigerian diplomats at the High Commission in London are being expelled. The announcement was made by the British Foreign Secretary, Sir Geoffrey Howe, this afternoon. Both men must leave Britain by Wednesday of next week. The diplomats have been asked to leave because they've been implicated in the kidnapping of the exiled Nigerian politician, Umaru Diko. Scotland Yard had earlier asked to be allowed to interview members of the High Commission in London, but Nigeria turned down this request. Sir Geoffrey, speaking in the House of Commons this afternoon, added that it would be inappropriate for Nigeria's High Commissioner to London, General Hananaya, to return to Britain. He was recalled to Lagos yesterday for discussions on the Diko kidnap affair. In Britain, the Special Miners' Conference in Sheffield has given unanimous support to a resolution which pledges to continue the strike. The union's president, Arthur Scargill, said delegates from coalfields where men are still working had said they'd go back and seek support for the fight against pit closures. The conference, which has now ended after 2 days, also decided that the miners' wage claim would have to be settled before the strike could be called off. They want a 4-day working week and retirement at the age of 55. And finally, the Dáil Committee on Marital Breakdown has decided in favour of a referendum on divorce in the Republic. But before it issues its final recommendations, the committee intends to prepare a report on the type of legislation which would be necessary for the introduction of divorce into this country. Nova News. It's 8:03.
Good news for the lady in America, isn't it?
Wonderful news. First time.
I suppose she's a career woman like yourself. I'm going to have a look at the weather now. It's going to be cloudy with clear periods by dawn. This is the Bay Area, by the way. Area high was 18 degrees and it's going to fall to 8. And the wind southwest to west, fresh to force 4. And the weather for northwestern England, Scotland, Wales and the Isle of Man, clear overnight. Area high 20 degrees, falling to 6. Winds west to northwest, fresh, force to 5. And now it's me. There's no escaping me. You can try sunshine. Three good ones in a row from Chaka Khan and Heatwave and Private Eyes from Hall & Oates. We've also got some private ears listening over there, over in the Pennines. Gary Hogg is checking us out as he drives towards Leeds, safely hopefully. 8:12. Here's Lex, ZZ Top on the greatest 7:38.
Excuse me, I am looking for the Cool Coy Lodge on the Ashbourne Road.
You mean the Cool Tea Lodge?
That's what I said, you fool.
Well, pull in here, you're right outside it.
Thank you. I'm meeting my valet Keto here, you know.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you'll find the bar superb and, of course, the food is...
Ah, yes, we French appreciate haute cuisine. In fact, Keto, my valet, promises me that I will be stunned by the chops here. Ah, what a pleasant bar.
Yeah!
Oh, stop it, Keto, you fool. You didn't tell me to expect karate chops.
What snack biscuit gives you really good value these days? Panky, the new snack biscuit that's creamy coated one side, crispy wafer on the other, and, delicious all through. Panky, a tasty treat at a price that's neat.
Chris Carey, Radio Nova.
£5,000. It's the incredible Radio Nova £10,000 payoff. Yes, not one, but two £5,000 payoffs at the same time. Now listen, this is how it works. Radio Nova will give you £5,000 in cash if you're the 50th caller in your area after we've played these three songs. Number one, You Can't Get What You Want by Joe Jackson. Number two, Susanna, the Arts Company.
Susanna, Susanna.
And number three, Sunshine Reggae by Laidback.
Sunshine.
Sunshine Reggae.
We guarantee to play those three songs in that exact order between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. sometime between right now and September 30th. When you hear the last beat of the last record, call Radio Nova in the Bay Area, 931710. And for our English, Scottish and Welsh listeners, call London 01582 9201. If you're the 50th caller for your area, you get £5,000. That's £5,000 in cash. It's the incredible Radio Nova £10,000 double payoff. Europe's biggest ever radio cash giveaway. Right here on Radio Nova 102.7 FM and 738 AM.
Oh, yeah. What can I say about that?
Lovely.
Last year we gave away £15,000 in prizes, and really it was so exciting when the people win and they don't believe it, they don't even know what to do with it. It's a great day for all. The whole place stops, we drink champagne, and it's unbelievably good. So watch out for those three records.
Here's the picture of you and I engaged in a kiss.
There you have her, Denise Williams, and a song called Let's Hear It for the Boys. I should hate to hear it for when it's for the girls. Stay around, don't go too far away, because we've got some amazing things to tell you, like our video. We're first of all going to say hello to Barry and Ruth and Lisa and Paula, and soon you'll be able to see Radio Nova on video. Very simple, all you have to do is send us £15. We accept credit cards, we accept money. It lasts about an hour and a bit, and there's all the disc jockeys on, and they talk about things, and you see things you'd never believe, all on the Nova video. Get one soon. Here's the Human League, and I'll be telling you soon how you can join our London office if you're a nice, jolly young lady. We're looking for two girls to work in Liverpool. So if you live in the Liverpool area and you're looking for a job and you can type, answer telephones and all that kind of thing, stay tuned. So how you get a job with Radio Nova in Liverpool, well, I'll tell you. Our new office will be just on Church Street, which I'm told is terribly handy for the shops. And if you'd like to be considered, send off a resume, I think that's what it is, to Radio Nova, South Bank House, London, SE1. You enclose a photo, because there's a lot of promotion work involved. We'd like you to look absolutely lovely. No idea what the wages are, but they'll be absolutely marvellous. So write to Radio Nova, South Bank House, London, SE1. We're looking for two girls to work our telephones, typing experience, all that sort of thing, dead necessary. And a photo would please our director over there. This is called Borderline.